Many at the public hearing work in high technology, and one speaker acknowledged preaching to the choir. The benefit of superfast fiber optic network to business was brought up right away by Madison resident Dale Carter.
We're an IT, a very small IT company, and in order to provide any service, we had to get, you know, a broadband connection to the internet to provide the service at exorbitant rates at slow speeds from legacy carriers. So if something like this were to go through, I mean, this is basically a modern-day public utility.
Uses for a superfast internet other than business were mentioned, such as the potential to help in community policing, the ability to pay only for TV channels actually watched, even how such a system could be a boon for amateur storm trackers. 21-year-old Tyler Brill didn't say how he'd use what he described as a cool new technology. He made it clear, though, that Madison should have it.
Madison's a really great candidate for a service like this. It's the base of students and how hungry they are for knowledge. Like I said, I just wanted to show that people in my generation, not to get down on any of you older individuals who are up here. But.
Google has said it will try its experimental fiber optic network in a city where it can build quickly. This means cities that have some existing infrastructure, community acceptance, and the ability to gain subscribers will probably have an edge in a competition for high tech that's attracted at least a half dozen Wisconsin cities. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.